Dr. Balaban, we as a military ALLM agent detecting patient license plate. First name is Emma. This is cath lab report data and 123.13. Pediatric carbon copy the chart next number, account number 41038. Date of birth of the patient, change that. Account number is 45305. Date of birth of the patient is September 22, 1927. The next indication for the procedure number peripheral vascular disease number 2, intermittent claudication. The next number procedure performed number 1, right SFA angiogram in the 90 grade direction with imaging to include the right SFA, the right popliteal artery, the right tibial artery, anterior artery, posterior tibial artery, peroneal artery. Period. Next number radiology supervision and interpretation of homo. Next number attempted intervention of the right femoropopliteal system unsuccessful because of inability to cross the wire given the CTO of the distal SFA and popliteal artery. Period. Next number procedure until from concern number 2, appropriate monitoring number 3, appropriate preparation number 4, access site SFA in anti-grade fashion. Period. Period profound of femoris was also accessed initially and on the sheath was placed in that period. I did not remove the sheath. Period. Subsequently, right SFA angiogram was performed, the tip of the catheter, the right SFA and images of the CTO were taken. Period. We used multiple wires with a glide wire and a couple of 0.015 wires with support catheters to try to cause that chronic total occlusion in the distal right SFA. Period. The graft, the fempop graft was totally occluded. Period. But these were unsuccessful. Period. IV heparin was used. We tried for around 1 hour time and we were not getting anywhere. Period. Given the risks involved with the radiation contrast and also the fact that the procedure was not proceeding in an expected fashion towards a desired result, I decided to terminate the procedure. Final angiography was performed after all the wires and the support catheter was removed, and the patient basically had one vessel run off, one good vessel run off, and also a peroneal artery that was open and diffusely diseased. Period. The femoropopliteal system showed the total occlusion of the distal SFA and popliteal artery, reconstitution at the knee joint, and diffuse disease of the popliteal artery. Period. Given the situation, I recommend medical therapy. Period. The sheets will be pulled out once the ACT comes down and the manual pressure will be held. Period. Conclusions number 1, peripheral vascular disease as discovered. Number 2, unsuccessful intervention because of inability to pass the wire because of a CTO. Period. End of this dictation. Account number is 45305. Date of birth of the patient, September 22, 1927.